Track 4. Ambassadors help pupils' mental health. Mental health ambassadors at a King Stainton school have been assessing the results of a student survey. Leaders at Teen School celebrated the ambassadors and their efforts during Mental Health Awareness Week. The school has a range of mental health ambassadors who have received training funded by the NHS and who contribute to its mental health policy. They held a consultation to discuss what steps they should take next to support young people's mental health based on the student survey responses. 500 students completed the survey, which also involved staff and parents. The school is now considering working with the NHS mental health support team to develop their work. Lucy Wagner, head teacher, said, "We are committed to ensuring we grow academically successful, aspirational, brilliant and resilient young adults who are equipped with the qualifications, skills and personal attributes to lead happy and fulfilling lives." Matthew Shanks, CEO of Education South West, of which Teen School is a member, said, "Everyone is delighted. Teen School is shining a light on the important topic of mental health. Young people need to know they can talk about anything that's bothering them and that support is out there if they are struggling. Going to school is about more than receiving an academic education," he says. "It's about being helped to become a happy and healthy member of society."
Postmaster's case is highlighted at inquiry. The case of a star-crossed sub-postmaster who was jailed after money went missing has been highlighted at the National Post Office Inquiry. Peter Huxham was convicted and served a prison term in 2010 after pleading guilty to fraud by misrepresentation on the advice of his lawyers. His conviction, a 9-month prison sentence, led to the end of his marriage, drove a split with his family and left him destitute and alone for more than 20 years before his death in 2020. Now his case has been highlighted at the Post Office Inquiry following the national scandal, which has become one of the worst miscarriages of justice in British legal history. Mr. Huxham's case was highlighted at the hearing in London when barrister Harry Boyer, an employee to Cartwright King solicitors to the Post Office, was giving evidence. Mr. Boyer was quizzed about the failure of the prosecution by the Post Office to make disclosures during case reviews. Peter Hinchcliffe, who has lived in Starcross for more than 50 years, said he found Mr. Huxham to be friendly and most helpful with a collection of superb ties. He said, "In 2008, faced with the might of the Post Office and the then belief in the infallible Horizon system, Peter had little choice but to plead guilty. He lost everything, his freedom, his marriage, his family, his home and his business and his reputation. And Starcross lost one of its most pleasant residents." Mr. Hinchcliffe believes that Mr. Bowyer's evidence to the inquiry was significant because the admission that there were no disclosures of the shortcomings in the prosecution case and no proof that there had ever been any theft at Starcross Post Office. Mr. Huxham had been known to be suffering from mental health and alcohol problems following his conviction. In an interview, his family claimed imprisonment drove him to alcoholism and his death had been treated as a suspected suicide.
Make way for town's youngest mayor. To rapturous applause, Newton Abbott's youngest ever mayor got elected into office. At 22 years of age, Councillor Alex Hall is the youngest of Newton Abbott's town councillors ever elected to the office of mayor. Councillor Hall, who has served as deputy mayor under several previous incumbents, accepted the ceremonial chain of office from outgoing mayor Councillor David Corney Walker at the town council's annual mayor-making meeting. The meeting, which took place on Wednesday, May the 15th, saw Councillor Hall unanimously voted into office. "To be the mayor of the town I love, my hometown, is really quite an honour," said Councillor Hall. "It's great to be entrusted with the responsibility by very experienced councillors." Taking his seat in the mayor's chair, Councillor Hall announced Councillor Colin Parker will serve as his deputy mayor, his first time in the role, although the councillor of 17 years has previously served as mayor. "I'm very pleased to be working alongside Alex," said Councillor Parker. I hope to be able to support him as best I can throughout his term of office. Appointments taken care of, Newton Abbott's new mayor announced his chosen mayoral charity, the Life Chance Trust, a charity supporting young people aged 16 to 25 who've experienced childhood trauma. Council Hall shares the title of Devon's youngest mayor with Keely Allen, who was elected as Torrington's mayor, also at 22 years old. The youngest ever mayor in the UK was Mayor of Goole, Terence Smith, who took office at just 19 years old.
Citizenship Award for Volunteer. A volunteer from Kingstainton Girl Guides is the recipient of the town's first Community Citizenship Award. Jeanne Landgridge, a stalwart volunteer of over 37 years with Kingstainton Girl Guiding, was presented with the award by the Mayor Councillor Ron Pert at the annual town meeting held at the Community Hall last Friday, May the 17th. Jan had been nominated by a former Girl Guide whose daughter is now a Girl Guide under Jan's watchful eye. The annual town meeting was a chance for residents of the town to catch up on the achievements and work that the full town council and its committees have carried out during the last 12 months. Representatives of the successful towns, clubs and organisations who applied for Kingstainton Town Council annual grants were presented with cheques, which will enable them to progress with their current projects, which in turn will benefit their members and the community of Kingstainton.
Dawlish councillor voted chair. Dawlish councillor Rosie Dawson is to be the next chairman of Teignbridge District Council. The Lib Dem member, who is also a Dawlish town councillor and former mayor of Dawlish, takes over from outgoing chairman councillor Chris Clarence. Council leader Martin Wrigley, who also represents Dawlish North East Ward for Lib Dems, joked, "She's very good at controlling a rowdy crowd." Retiring chairman councillor Clarence, independent Sheldon and Stoke and Teenhead, declined a nomination to stand again. Councillor Jane Taylor, South Devon Alliance, Kurzweil with Coombe, was nominated by South Devon's Alliance leader Richard Dawes, Ambrook, who said that as a former police chief inspector, she can handle a rabble very well. Councillor Dawson was voted in by a majority. She said, "Our main purpose is to look after the people of Teignbridge and I will do my very best over the coming year." The deputy chairman for the next year will be Councillor Suzanne Sanders, Lib Dem Chudley.
And the racecourse MD is set to retire. Newton Abbott Racecourse Managing Director Pat Masterson is to retire at the end of the year. Pat has worked at the racecourse for 35 years and has been MD for the last 25. He'll retire on December the 31st. Having previously served with the armed forces, Pat has seen the racecourse through a period of change in the racing industry. A spokesperson for the racecourse said the progression of Newton Abbott Racecourse under his management has been significant, as he negotiated our media rights and advocated forcefully for increased prize money and upgraded facilities at the racecourse, enhancing owners, trainers and racegoers' race day experience. As well as managing Newton Abbott Racecourse, Pat has contributed to the wider UK racing industry by sitting on numerous industry boards and committees. The spokesperson added, "Pat will be missed by the board of directors, shareholders and staff at the racecourse."